ball.
Okay, that's what I meant. I think that's it. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call what you did to him? Getting that one?
Cacerating.
Okay.
You know what?
Did you ever hear any other expression for that?
Make him stare.
Okay. You had never heard anybody call it anything different?
No.
I heard older people say, we marked our bull or cut him.
We cut him.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people, they call those things mountain oysters.
That they get
from them and eat them, it's supposed to be a very delicate dish. Because I wouldn't touch it.
But anyway,
they call it making them stare.
Well, would they have said then, would they have used that expression, cutting them?
Yes.
So it's all the same.
All the same.
Okay. Well, and the hairs on a hog are as what? Or even sometimes maybe they might use them or something like that on a toothbrush.
Bristles.
Yes. And do you ever have any, and a hog will eat out of a what?
Trough.
Or you might have more than one, you might have two?
Troughs.
Okay. And a wild hog, what would you call that? You have any word for it?
We used to call them a wild hog.
Okay. And then he might have real long what?
Teeth.
Okay.
Sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm. That stick out.
Yes.
Okay.
Protruding teeth.
Do you ever hear him called anything else besides teeth? Okay. And one of them would be one what?
Terse.
You have heard it called something else. But if it's more, it's teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one of them is a tush.
Tush.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, we were always taught to be very afraid of them.
Yeah, I guess
because
so.
They were dangerous.
So he has one what?
Tush.
Okay. Well, you seem to say it different the second time. Then.
Tush.
Uh-huh. Then you did the first. The first time I thought you said tush, which I've also heard.
Tush.
Uh-huh. Which did
that,
you
that's
say
right.
Name?
That tush. Tush.
Which one did you grow up like
elephant,
uh-huh.
But
he
the other kind, like I said, the fuzz.
Uh-huh, tush is what he is. Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure of, you know, which was right for the for the hog. Okay, well, what do you call the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned?
You mean when he whines and bellows?
Okay. Or does he blow? Use that?
Blade.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
That's what a little old lamb does, is blade and vinegar.
Okay. You know something about sheep. Well, what about the sound that cattle make at feeding time?
They low.
Okay. And the sound that horses make at feeding time?
They whinny.
Okay. They what?
Whinny.
Okay. And what about if you're feeding the cattle, a word for that? Did you have a word for that?
Feeding time.
Uh-huh. Just call it feeding time.
Feed.
Well, you'd say, I'm going to what?
Feed the cows.
Okay. Or what about the stock in general?
We're going to feed the stock complete.
Okay. And what about just the chickens?
It's time to tend to the chickens.
Okay.
You didn't say feed them, you said tend to them.
Okay, that's good.
See, Mama had a chicken farm.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. They took a lot of tending.
Yeah.
And a hen on an egg is what?
You mean a setting hen?
Okay.
Not a sitting, a setting.
Yeah. They're setting, aren't they?
Yeah, they're setting.
Mm-hmm. And chickens live in a